County highway officials are monitoring roads to know when to post and lift road restrictions. I'm Charity Seebecker with the Midwest Farm Report. Fond du Lac County Highway Commissioner Tom Yonke says that you may not see damage right away for hauling over the load limit, as it is a progressive damage that deteriorates the infrastructure or pavement over time. He reminds farmers to pay attention to the weight of your loads and that there are permits available for heavy loads, as the fines you may encounter otherwise can be costly.
The county highway system, which are the lettered highways, does not restrict or post roads in the spring. So that's one thing we get calls on. We used to in some applications, but currently we haven't done that for a couple years now. So, you know, essentially, as long as you have a legal load, you're able to certainly haul that on any of our county highways.
Are there any restrictions that vary depending on the type of load that you're hauling?
The weight is the biggest piece of the puzzle for us, I should say. Our roads are only designed to really carry us up to a certain loads, and a lot of them were built, you know, well before our current farming practices and our larger agricultural equipment and even our larger trucks. So I always say, you know, if you can try to maintain those weight limits that are legal limits, that actually does us the best for our roads. Weight and heavy loads have a real negative effect, and it is not necessarily seen right as you're operating on the road. It's a progressive thing that really deteriorates the infrastructure or the pavement of that road.
Speaking of that, how do you monitor the strength of a road to ensure that it can handle these loads? Is it just a one-time thing, or is there something built into the road that you guys are checking, or how does that work?
Yeah, in our county systems, we inspect our roads every other year and rate them from basically a 0 to 10 or 1 to 10 a rating, which is more of a visual type rating system that it's actually called PACER. It's required even by state statute. So when we look at a road and as it progresses through its life, its pavement life, which is roughly 20 years, maybe 25 years, you'll see that generally those ratings going down. So it isn't something that we necessarily have any type of scientific monitoring or any type of instruments that we go out and necessarily collect a lot of data. Some cases we'll count cracks and we'll do certain things on different pavements that we've applied on our highways just to see how they are performing. But generally it's more visual.
What are you learning through this monitoring? Is there anything interesting or key changes that you guys have noticed every other year on those certain roads or things that have made you aware?
Yeah, I mean, when we look at our pavement structure and our condition of our pavement, one thing we seem to have seen, if early seal coating, early sealing of cracks certainly helps that life of that pavement along or keeps it obviously in a better condition state as it ages, keeps the water from getting in there. You know, as you get a heavier load, that especially, you know, in the spring thaws and as the water and your subsoils start thawing, that's where you're probably your most vulnerable for heavy loads distressing that pavement. So, you know, that's some of the things. The other thing to kind of also keep in mind is our bridges. You know, we have a lot of bridges throughout the county. Some are posted for loads. Even agricultural equipment are not exempt from those postings. There's a reason that structure has been posted. And if you exceed those limits, you're definitely taking a chance that you can jeopardize that structure's structural integrity. So those are kind of some of the things we look at when we talk about, you know, our loads on our highways. You know, we permit various loads. They have to exceed certain limits. We'll look at, you know, the conditions of the roads and the times those requests come through our office. But generally speaking, you know, we like to see if we can keep legal limits.
Spring is going to be here before we know it. And before we know it, we're going to be seeing more and more farm equipment that's back on the roads. What should agriculturists know, or is there any key messages that you have for that community as they need to abide by these restrictions?
I understand they have a job to do and they have their own challenges. You know, when I look at, especially as spring comes around and you start getting into the fields and things start drying up, a lot of times I think their activities are more towards the end of, you know, when everything is completely thawed out and somewhat dried up that they can get into their fields. So I always indicated, you know, they can keep those loads down to the legal limits. And we do have like an implements of husbandry laws and statutes that discuss some of those permitting processes for agricultural loads that do work through our department. And it's more of a, you know, having that dialogue with your 20 engineer to make sure that when we do use those highways for those purposes, that we at least understand the conditions of the road and try to keep those limits down.
Is there a way to know which roads are under restrictions or not, or is there a map or something that helps people stay up to date on when they're traveling?
Our legal limits, you know, are set by state statute, and we do not post our roads under them, even though we can in certain applications. We haven't. But agricultural practices, they can exceed some of those limits by a certain percentage. But I think the best thing is at least have a dialogue or a discussion. You know, if you need to do certain practices where your limits are exceeding over the statutory limits, we need to have those discussions and permit those accordingly. And our highway engineer here at the county generally takes care of them. I don't know that we've seen any of those permits in the most recent years, so we suspect that, you know, most of those limits are within the statutory guidelines. So that's kind of, I guess, the best thing is, you know, just realize that loads do, unfortunately, heavy loads do negatively impact pavements and the structures underneath. Our soils, generally speaking, in Fond du Lac County are clay-type soils that retain water. And most of our highways were built 20s, 30s, 40s before these agricultural machineries are as large as they've gotten over the years.
Is there any advice that you potentially give to people for how they can pivot when they do have to haul something that is too heavy for the road?
Yeah, I mean, most of the loads, I believe, are divisible, so they can lessen their impacts by just lessening the amount of load that they have to haul. I know that's not always favorable. Obviously, it takes more time and those type of things, but that really is the best suggestion I would have, you know, trying to keep that load within the statutory limits is the best practice, and by doing that, it might mean you have to make, you know, an extra trip or so to do certain things depending on particular tasks that you're doing. The other thing that comes to mind and some of the complaints that come through our office is, you know, obviously the spring thaws and the agricultural community needs to get back into their fields and work their fields. You know, when you come out of the fields, you know, if you end up bringing a lot of dirt materials on the road, you need to really clean that up, because we've had some incidences where, especially as things get warmer and motorcycles and those things come out, you know, that can be very, very hazardous if you start leaving clumps of dirt and those type of things on the highway. So that's, I think, one thing to keep in mind as well as we get into our spring here sooner than later, hopefully.
That was Fond du Lac County Highway Commissioner Tom Yonke. To learn more about road restrictions near you, go to wisconsindot.gov or contact your county highway officials. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.